Yo, what's up? I'm recording my phone. Sorry if it sounds shitty. Jacqueline's doing something with the recorder. She's working on a podcast thing, and the card. I don't need to explain it. I just can't use it right now. So I'm recording on my phone. Just like the old days. Remember back when we started? Back 125 episodes ago, 26 episodes ago. And it was just me talking into my phone. Those were fun days. Oh no, first it was me talking into the computer, into the Yeti mic, then I started talking into my phone. Whatever. We'll write the verbal history of overslept one of these days. Why is it it's a verbal history? But they write it down. So that's not verbal. I gotta read that shit. Tell it to me if it's gonna be verbal. Or is it verbal? I don't know. It's what time is it? It's like 12:17. But it's earlier than I got up yesterday. So there's that. Wonder, there's probably no. I'm guessing Sunday news is probably. This is gonna be a quick one. I ain't gonna lie to you. Yesterday was a quick one. Today could be a quick one. Whatever. This is how. You guys don't have a consistent length. I'm talking about the show again. Ah. All right. I don't want to talk about ISIS. Oh, well, but here, the leader. Here's the news. Dun, 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 dun. Breaking news. The leader of Islamic State, Abu Bakr, whatever, he's a fucking dick, has been killed, according to reports. Well, that's good. If the lead, maybe they'll stop. Unverified reports from Syrian state-run TV claimed the leader of Islamic State, Abu Bakr has been killed in an airstrike in the country. I'm not trying to be. I'm just disrespecting his name because he's a terrorist. Okay, well, that could be good news. The Tonys are tonight. Going to watch the Tonys at John Early's. That'll be fun. Friend John Early, very funny guy. And going to watch the Tonys. He moved to LA, but he's back for like a month, like I don't know, a couple months. Which is great. That's the thing, people move to Los Angeles, they come back. Everybody loves New York. Oh, man and woman are arrested over Facebook video of Quran burning. Where were they arrested? Not in America. Oh, UK. Did you get arrested for that? That doesn't sound right. I mean, listen, I'm not like one. You shouldn't. It's like I don't understand like the people. I understand them, but you should be able to burn whatever the fuck you burn a book if you feel it's stupid. But they don't have. They don't have free speech like we do in most places. Report: U.S. Special Forces assistant ending siege in the Philippines. Oh, that sounds very complicated. Let's find stuff that's not about. Let's see. There's not a lot here. I'm seeing a lot of stuff that I saw yesterday. Let's see. Omaha police chief, we failed. Two officers are being fired for violating policies in taser incident. That doesn't sound good. Prescription. Let's see what. Let's see what they did. Maybe they were just fucking around and tasing kids for fun. There's a bunch of pictures of people here. 12 electric shocks by a taser. Each five. Where would this start? It's in Omaha.com. And just a bunch of pictures, it looks like, of cops. Three joke, million man, did not. Multiple punch. Looks like they just beat the. It was a mentally ill man. And looks like they just kind of beat the shit out of him. I don't know. Depressing. This isn't a good episode. Where are we at? Man. Well, let's see who's nominated for the Tonys. It's the Tonys tonight. That sounds like fun, right? I never seen any of them. Tony, let me, nominations. I bet you that Hamilton's up for a few. Kevin Spacey hosting. And... here we go. Select the category. Best musical. That's the big one. A Doll's House Part 2. And I don't know if there's a Part 1. Indecent. Alright. Oslo. And Sweet. What's is that? That's Best Play. Oh, Best Play. That's not where the money's at. Best musical. That's the action movie of Broadway. We got Come From Away. All right. That's about 9/11. A musical about 9/11. And dear, that's man. I want to. I hope there's a performance from that. Dear Evan Hansen, about a guy with a cast, apparently, from, I'm saying, from the poster here. Groundhog Day, the musical. Well, I love Groundhog Day. I hope that wins, just because I love Groundhog Day. And Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812. And Best Revival, who, let's see, best, so what, because, it's got to be new, maybe, that makes sense, because otherwise it'd be like Hamilton every year, right? What is there, Best Actor in a Leading Role? Well, where's that now? I'm looking for... in a play. Let's go for musical. Come on. I don't know. Josh Groban is up for him, Tony? I just get excited when I know who the person is. Because I don't recognize any of these. Oh, David Hyde Pierce, of course, for Hello, Dolly. Okay, I'm pulling for him. Over Josh Groban. Patti LuPone. And Bette Midler. Oh, this is going to be star-studded. I can't wait. Big, big Tony night. So that's going down. Let me... And now we have, let me see what's in the Apple trending news and get out of here. Okay, can we talk about it later, please? Thanks. I want to see trending stories on Apple News. Number one, New York Times: Trump calls Comey cowardly in last Twitter outburst. Oh, that Trump and his Twitter outburst. What a piece of shit. Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She sent some emoji-filled tweet. Who gives a fuck? Number, that's Fox News. Hey, isn't she the best? Number three, CNN, Senator. GOP making decision in a back room. Oh, it's about healthcare. Those guys are all like fucking 80. Warren Hatz is like 82 or something. And he just wants to spend his last remaining days making sure poor people can't go to the doctor. Number four, Wall Street. Before repeal and replace, Kentucky is dismantling health loan. Ah, Jesus. Nobody wants... Well, fuck it. I guess we don't need to go to the doctor. Don't go to the doctor. It makes people sad. Alright, that's it. I gotta get out of here. Apparently we're getting a new couch. Or something.
I thought it would be big news when you were looking for news stories.
Oh, well, it's... I have questions. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.